And this is Everything That Matters, talking about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking, kitchen table politics. I like to get away the business off of my desk way ahead of my cooking segments. So I'm very distracted this morning because I found this incredible article that is fascinating to me, because this is the hypocrisy. This is actually, I'm going to give you the name of this website because it's just unbelievable. Here it is right here. It is townhall.com. Somebody sent me this article. I think it was written by Michael Reagan. And it's called The Gift That Keeps on Giving. It says, like everyone else, presidents have birthdays and they have the right to celebrate them and invite others to join them in the festivities. But taking advantage of the occasion to bash the rich and then charge some of them a whopping $40,000 to be able to sit near him as he observes his birthday is nothing short of outrageous. Where is the outrage here? This is amazing. He's so right. They look down their nose at us because we're successful. And I don't even think I'm successful yet. I'm just on my way. And if I have no carrot to reach out to in life, why do anything? I'll go live in a trailer on a beach and be just as happy. But when we do decide we're going to reach out for that carrot and try to work hard and someday achieve having that carrot, why would anybody want to put me down for that? I'm not sure. And why would they want to prevent that? Or do they think I owe it to them to share in my hard-earned profits? I don't think so. I want to give the way I want to give. And, of course, you know, my husband and I, we give a lot. But not because somebody tells me I have to, but because that's the kind of people many conservatives are. This is the only thing President Obama excels in his fundraising. After all, when a president puts the arm on you, you can hardly say no, because he has a quality about him that he does. He's a very good speaker, and he's a nice looking guy, and I can see how he became a president. He should quit blaming the rich for being successful and take a look in the mirror instead of quoting my father to justify himself and his shocking incompetence. He should try to make my dad and try imitate my dad and try to govern as well as my dad did. He's talking about Ronald Reagan, of course, my very favorite president on earth. But here's the problem: is that most people will believe that there's something wrong with being rich. So what you do in America, why do you think so many people from other countries come here? Because it's the American dream to be able to achieve whatever you want to in life, become whatever you want. And being entrepreneurial, to me, is the American dream. Owning a house isn't really the American dream, because, you know, you can have a home wherever you are. You can own, you can rent, whatever. That's fine. But to actually have your own business and to be entrepreneurial and take an idea like that, the gentleman Roy from Las Cruces, New Mexico, was starting to degrade me for, was the fact that, you know, how did I start my business? Well, he was probably alluding to the fact that somebody lent me money. No, I didn't go borrow money from anybody when I started my business, because this is something that my dad taught me. He said, start small and build onto it. And one day, let that company build another company. That's like the philosophy and the principles that entrepreneurs live by. Let one thing lead to another. And that's what we're doing. And I have to tell you, I've had more fun in the last 10 years than I've had my whole life. Because I get it now. I get how to do it. And it's really, really rewarding. I highly recommend all of you go out and get your own business, especially if you start in your own garages with no borrowing, no money. Stay with me. We're going to get into more of everything on Everything That Matters. This is Diane Linderman. We'll be right back. Letterman. This is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. Just looking forward to hearing from you. I think we've got a Paul from Las Vegas on our new station. Welcome, Paul, to Everything That Matters.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What you have to offer?
Well, you know, if people want to really see how Obama is lying to all of us, you can do a very simple search online regarding these new cars that he's been promoting, the hybrid cars, the battery-operated cars.
Oh,
okay, you save on gas, but what they're not telling you is that it costs between $8,000 and $10,000 to replace the batteries in those cars.
I know.
The cars only last 4 to 5 years, and that's the max. And then you have to replace the batteries. $8,000 to $10,000. And they're also bad for the environment. So the lithium batteries that run the cars are bad for the environment. So everything you say, you've lost when you have to replace the batteries.
Oh, I heard that. That is insane. I mean, basically, the battery is the motor, basically. I mean, I know that's got an electric motor, but without the battery, you can't, these cars are useless. And I know I've heard that they're between $8,000 and $10,000. That's amazing. Well, the thing is that,
he's encouraging companies to make the cars to, make more and more of them. And, once you get hooked on that, you're messed up because, everything you save on the gasoline, you spend on buying new batteries when you have to replace them. Plus, as they say, the batteries are horrible for the environment to recycle.
To recycle, yeah. You know, it's funny that you're saying this because my friend had one of those electric cars, and there's a little hill up to my house. She couldn't get up the hill. She literally could not get that car up the hill. It's amazing. I mean, it had no power at all.
It's good for America. It's good for America. It's not good for America. And this is just a real simple thing where you can investigate the honesty of Obama and find out that he's lying to the American public.
I mean, if anybody doesn't figure out he's lying by now, then they're in denial. And that's the problem, is that he doesn't really know what he's doing. And you know what they say about people that lie? They have to always remember what their lie's about. When you're telling the truth, you never have to remember what you said because it's part of you. But when you're a liar, you never remember that you lied. So he's constantly lying. But you see, I think it's like watching people getting killed all the time on TV. When it actually happens to you in front of you, you're totally desensitized. So you don't even notice it anymore. So you can be standing next to these things, and people live in denial again, and they're not believing that this is reality. And they've even said that kids that do a lot of the video games, they don't live in reality anymore. They don't believe that, they don't know the difference between reality and a lie. And so here we are. We're America. We're believing the lies, or there's still people believing lies. I think there's a lot less people believing in the lies that are out there. But unfortunately, you're always going to have, my dad used to say, that cannibals always vote in cannibal kings. And, I mean, it's a horrible thing to say, but without the support of the people, we wouldn't have Obama or his policies or his lies. And so, really, the answer is waking people up so they can see the truth, if that's what they want. And I truly believe that a lot of people don't want to see the truth because, I don't know if you heard, but I had this huge argument with my friend. And no matter what I said, she knows I'm an honorable person. I'm honest. I tell her what I think. She tells me she hasn't got a lot of thoughts of her own. And it was amazing because she held on to that belief that the middle class is destroying America. I mean, that that's not what she said. She said the rich conservative Republicans are destroying the middle class. That's what she said. And I said to her, but I am the middle class, And so... we have a problem.
Well, I just wish that people would investigate Obama a little more, even on the simple things that he lies to us about, and they would find like these hybrid cars that it's not good for America, and he is telling us that yes, you'll save money and they're good for America and so on. They're not.
Well, guess what the best selling vehicle is right now? It's pickup trucks and SUVs. So I just heard that the other day on the radio. So people are not buying into this. I don't care what you do. You'll have a few liberals that want to do good for the environment, and yes, maybe their intentions are good. But honest, we're all functional people. We have to be functional. And I drive the biggest van I could find, except for my van gets 24 miles of the gallon because it's one of those big Dodge vans, you know, that I seat 12 people. Because I'm the most functional person I know, and I've got 17 nieces and nephews, and I've got business, and I said, I'm not getting one of these little minivans. I have, for the same price, I bought this gigantic, awesome van. But, you know, people are not buying into it. Pickup trucks are still the top-selling vehicle out there. But thank you so much, Paul, for being part of my show, and welcome to Las Vegas. I love Las Vegas. Oh, we must have lost him, or he dropped off just... But 1-800-449-8255, and, yeah, you know, Paul is right on. I mean, if you believe in the lie, you're going to believe anything. And I think the electric vehicle thing is kind of a cool idea, but you've seen those little micro cars? Well, you know, I always thought about, well, if you had a motorhome, you could put one of the little micro cars in the back, and it's like a golf cart, basically. I have a golf cart, and I love my golf cart. Plug it in, drive around all day, plug it in at night. Cost me nothing to put fuel in it. But it's not a functional vehicle for people in business, entrepreneurs, you know, and yes, if you can, and the other thing is a little electric vehicles. I mean, I'm not an expert on this, but I know that a lot of them go like 100 miles. Well, I drive 100 miles round trip to my business. I wouldn't make it. I'd probably be like dead at the end of the block, and then I'd be in trouble. 1-800-449-8255, and I want to talk about one more thing here. Well, I'm into the politics thing, and that is, I don't know about you, but I am so excited about the possibilities of Rick Perry maybe running for president. And I'll tell you one thing. I'd rather have Rick Perry or the cussing Donald Trump or Rick Perry, the coyote-killing Rick Perry. At least they're real men, and I'd rather them have running our country than what we've got now. 1-800-449. We'll be back. Oh, yeah, I better finish the phone number. 1-800-449-8255. We'll be back in a little bit. And, I'm going to have my recipes on the other side. Check out my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com. And also I've got a great cookbook for sale. You'll want to get that. And my entrepreneurial kids book. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters in Life, Business, Parenting, Cooking, Kitchen Table Politics, and, of course, education, you name it. We talk about it here at 1-800-449-8255, and you are welcome to be part of my show. Anytime you have a thought, idea, like to yell at me or agree with me, I'll be here to listen to you. And I really enjoy any kind of debate. So if you've got one, let's hear it. Otherwise, we can just chat about things that matter most to you. 1-800-449-8255. And before I went to the break, I was just talking about what I think, which is what I usually do. And basically, I was saying that I'm getting very excited because right now I don't see anybody out there that I would vote for. Not one person that's actually running already. But I do like what I see in Rick Perry. And, of course, for you that listen to me all the time, I love Donald Trump. And I wish he would just get in the running of it and get over with it. I think he'd make an awesome president. And, yeah, he cusses. I had a friend of mine say to me, "Don't you know he said the F word?" I'm like, "Yeah. So what? We've got a socialist running our country. So Donald says the F word. Let's see. Let's weigh it out. F word, socialist running country. F word. I think I would rather have a president that says the F word once in a while, and even though that's not what I would do. But, you know, at least he can figure out how to turn our economy around. I think he would kick butt with bad guys, and I think he takes no prisoners, and I think Donald Trump would just be an awesome president, but, you know, he's sort of making it clear that he may not be interested. But Rick Perry is another Texan. I'm from Texas. I was born in Houston, Texas, and there's something about Texas you don't want to mess with. Yeah, I'd like a big old cowboy in the in the White House again, because I think we're going to need a cowboy. We're going to need a hero. And Rick Perry, the story I heard about him recently was he was running, jogging, and he took out his gun and shot a coyote that was attacking his dog. And I'm like, hello, that's the kind of guy I like. Because I'll tell you, he doesn't mess around. He wasn't going to go, oh, my gosh, I don't want to hurt the coyote, but the coyote's killing his dog. And he was quick decision, boom, excellent shot. Don't mess with Texas. So 1-800-449-Rick Perry. What'd you say? I'm listening. Oh, okay. Somebody from Georgia. What'd you say their name was? Well, let's just take this. Leslie. Leslie, welcome to everything that I can't
Thank
hear you.
It's Wesley. And I just wanted to say about Rick.
Oh, hi, Wesley.
I admire Texas, too. And
yeah.
Like Georgia, Texas has been Democrat for a long time. A lot of families in public office or who wanted to be in public office had to be Democrat because, yes, probably one-party state. But here's the thing that you need to realize. Rick Perry, nice guy. I like him. But he was Al Gore's state party chairman in 1988. And unless he has had a pivot point, as Glenn Beck would say, or a come-to-Jesus moment or some kind of political change of heart, he would have been against President Reagan and for Jimmy Carter and the Democrat policy. So I just ask you to question. You know, there's a difference between dyed in the wool and colors that are put on the cloth. And,
no, I agree with that. I agree with that. We haven't heard much from Rick Perry yet. I'm still dying to hear what he has to say. He has a nice presence about him. He may have made a big boo boo by doing that. Let's just hope that it was a big boo boo by what you're talking about. And let's just say he came to a census. Let's just hope so.
Well, let's hope so. And you know what? He is a cowboy. Raised on a West Texas ranch. Nice guy. Good shot. But you know, we've got a lady that's the real deal that also kills things. She kills moose. She's from Alaska.
I know.
Maybe
I love.
Give her a shot.
I love her.
Yep.
Are you kidding? Palin is my. She's like. I feel like I'm. Like you were in the same family. You know. That's how I feel about her. But
yep.
You know what? She has something to consider. Being that she's a mom, and I get it. And she has her kids, and that's a lot to put kids through. And they've already been through a lot. So I'm not going to hate her if she doesn't run. But I would love her. I would be right there with her. Although I do believe. I mean, this is just my personal opinion, and believe me, I'm one strong woman, but I would love a man to run our country right now, and I would love to see Sarah Palin in there as well as a helper. I think she would be awesome, but
yep.
I feel like I need some big, strong guy to protect our country, and I might sound like some, you know, where I like male chauvinist, but, you know, I love real men. What's wrong with that? I'm married to one. I have a husband that's a big, strong guy, but he's not insulted by my strength. He lets me do my thing, and I appreciate that. But I want one of those guys in the office. I want one of those guys running my country, and I will do whatever I can to help that person. And so I'm just looking out there. If you got any other suggestions, you know, about besides Palin, we all love Palin. Ron Paul to me is too weak, I have to tell you.
Well,
I mean,
he has great ideas.
He has a weak
presence sometimes,
yes.
Maybe, but it's because these people don't give him a chance to talk.
Well, this is what I feel about Ron Paul. I look at him, and he has a little bit of feeble quality, and I think that you have to have a butt-kicking quality. What we've got going on in this world right now with all the craziness that is going on, you've got to have somebody there that completely thinks it out, and at the same time is not afraid to be a Reagan. Butt-kicking Reagan, you know, and I do love the Texas-ness of some of these guys that I've met, you know, even you have a really nice way of talking. You have this real, you know, strong, very sure of yourself way, and I like that.
Okay, I'll run.
Go for it.
Thanks for your show. We love it.
No, thank you so much for calling. 1-800-449-8255. And, yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to look back and we're going to find out about these people. But just because somebody was made a big boo-boo doesn't mean, you know, that they're not the best choice for our country right now. And maybe Rick Perry's really just seen the light of what's happened. You have a caller? Did you say? Oh, yeah, I know Reagan was a Democrat. That's what my producers are telling me. Yeah, I know. But I don't know about the Democrats back then were a little bit more conservative. They were decent, you know, but again, as times change, so does the qualities of the different parties, and now we're very divided because it's really not Democrat and Republican now. It's really conservative and liberal, and that's really what it is. I might not be a Republican if they weren't conservative, and because I'm a conservative first. That's what I like to say. I'm just a conservative, and if you're going to be a liberal Republican, I'm not going to vote for you. So it doesn't matter what party you are. I want somebody who's strong, who's able, who's clear, who does not lie to America, who has a clear path, and to straighten us all out. And that's what good CEOs do. They fix things and make them right. They're troubleshooters. But community organizers, they're just nice people that gather people up and rally them. And that's exactly what Obama's done. He's rallied people. He's made them excited. And he can't perform because he doesn't know how to run anything. He's never had his own business. I actually would put my 16-year-old son in charge of the country before I put him because my son has his own business. I mean, at least he has the knowledge, the understanding of how to run a business. And I wouldn't be president for anything in the world right now. No way. I don't know why anybody would run and run, but there are people out there that are running because they really know they need to fix our country and keep America safe. If you're not running for president because of the wholesome reasons of helping America stay America, loving the American people, loving the American dream, then get out of our way because the sad part about Obama is that he had an opportunity to be a great president. And I think he completely ruined it by listening to advisors and not listening to what's right or the American people and making and understanding that, you know, most of America is a little bit conservative leaning. And eventually we would figure this out. There's always going to be someone out there that likes to believe the lie. And there's nothing you can do to change their mind. And unfortunately, you have to go let them go down in flames. But most of us entrepreneurs, yes, we are going to make it. We are going to actually flourish because we know how to just transform everything into something else. And I tell you, that's my most – I absolutely love that. I like to take something, it doesn't work, transform it. Make it something else. Make it – until you find what works. And I'll tell you, the hardest part about being an entrepreneur is that people go into being an entrepreneur thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm going to make millions of dollars with my idea. And then you find out that nobody wants it. Oh, yeah, that's scary. But it doesn't matter because that's part – failing – I always tell people, I actually teach failure because I believe that if you can learn to fail, you can't help but succeed. The reason why is because most people never do anything in life because they're afraid of failure. So that's why they go get the government jobs, they get their comfort, they get their security, and then they just never make it in life. They just never become anything. They just work there till they're retired, and they have nothing to look back on in their lives as an accomplishment. And that's what I hear a lot from people. I never accomplished anything. I worked for somebody for 40 years. I worked for the government for 40 years. And, yeah, maybe I have a pension and now I can travel around the world. But what good is all that? I'll tell you, there's nothing more incredibly rewarding than to build something with your hands or your mind or your heart and your family and you see it succeed. And I feel like I have a double blessing because my husband and I helped all these troubled kids, and they're part of our company, and they get to be able to believe in the American dream and be part of this American dream. And no one gave me any money to start my business 30 years ago. It was all done with one little idea, because everything in life starts with one idea. And my little children's books, I have not little children, actually lots of adults buy them. They're called How to Become an Entrepreneurial Kid. It's a series of children's books, and you can get them on my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com. You can also go to Amazon, and eventually they're going to be on Kindle. And it's because I believe that every kid as early as 5 years old should start learning how to be entrepreneurial. We just don't teach it in school anymore. We do not believe that's important. Kids don't, you know, it's like when you go to high school, what do they say to the kids? You know, you're going to need to get a good job. But what about, hey, you're going to need to be an employer. So let's teach you how to be, have your own business. Let's give you some ideas of how simple it is. You know, it doesn't take more than one small principle or class, which I have done many times at different schools, where I go in and I show them, like, we had this one opportunity to have a brownie business. From the idea to the logos to the slogan to the bake shop to the packaging and to sell. And the kids that left that, actually some of them have their own business to this day. It was awesome. 1-800-449-8255. We'll be back in a few minutes. And, you know, I'm going to get into those recipes kind of early today. Unless you guys want to break in and let's get more chats going about what's going on in our country. My name's Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back. Spend my night wondering.